There it goes. Okay. What was it? 401?
401.
All right. Trustee Clark is not here.
Nope.
Trustee Ellison.
Here.
Vice Chair Halloran.
Here.
Chair Larson.
Here.
Trustee Moffitt.
Here.
All right.
The first thing we need to do is to approve the meeting, last meeting's minutes.
So you have the consent calendar, so you have both the minutes and the request for excuse of absence by Trustee Ellison.
Okay.
I will make the motion to approve the minutes.
The minutes or the consent calendar?
Consent calendar.
Yeah,
I'll make a motion for the consent calendar.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, should I take the vote?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. Trustee Clark is not here. Trustee Ellison?
I approve.
Vice Chair Halloran?
Approve.
Chair Larson?
Approve.
Trustee Moffitt?
Yes.
All right, motion passes. Okay.
Trustee Clark got caught in a computer problem and he just got.
Oh.
He was on the phone with his technician and he couldn't break the call but apologized, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He's okay. As long as, as long as he's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably okay. Communication from Trustee Ellison requesting excused absence.
So that was part of the consent calendar. So that
was part. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Okay. No public comments.
No public comments. None received electronically.
Okay. Library updates.
Library updates. Oh.
Joy.
What? Arthur? Oh, just Arthur.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Or whatever you have to do.
So my update is that we are in the middle of all the preparations for Chula Vista Art Fest, which is taking place August 10 across the street, City Hall, from 12 to 6. Once again, you are all invited to that. We are in the thick of it right now, and you know we're lining up all our arts vendors, our bands, our food trucks, basically just really, you know, the same as last year. For those of you who attended last year, it's going to be that plus more. So we're in the middle of that. We are also in the middle of preparing. I actually had a meeting with Taylor Duarte, our librarian 3, who's going to be in charge of it. Costa Casillas, our art center that we are about to open at the end of the year, I believe, is what our target date. A lot of arts programming and events coming up fairly soon.
Oh,
yeah, we have two. Gosh, a lot of things happen. All right, so we have two new librarians here at the Civic Center Library. We have Phil Koba and Stephanie Flores. You will probably run into them at some point as you go through the library, but there are two new librarians. We're really excited to have them. They're wonderful, and they are like hitting the ground running, and they know their stuff, and they're great. You'll
I saw that there was job openings, so that's
yes.
Good to see that you were filled. Yeah.
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 That's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they come from other libraries, or are they just out of school?
Phil is coming from several. He came from. He was working with San Diego Public and the county, I believe.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and I believe Stephanie came from us actually. She's new to libraries. I think she came to us from. I think her previous job was at a restaurant. So yeah, but
she was an hourly librarian.
She was an hourly librarian. Yeah,
here. And she already graduated from library school.
For a few months, yeah. I think she was just here for a few months, and then she quickly went up. But we always take. It's funny because the experience that people get from restaurants or retail, we place a really high value on that because of the customer service aspect of it and pressure and all that.
I was a waitress for many years before I became an accountant. the other question, are they replacing or are they just additional staff?
They're filling vacancies that we've had.
So these were one's a new vacancy because one of our librarians stepped down to be an hourly. The other one was probably from last year, but when we have openings that have been like near the end of the year, we've held off on opening and hiring because we don't get a very good turnout for applications around December, November, January.
No.
I'm sure. I don't think people are really looking to like find a new job at that point. They're kind of just like enjoying the holidays and, you know, kind of hoping to be steady at where they're at. So what we do is kind of find a better time, and so those were opening from that point.
Yeah, it was actually Taylor.
Which was promoted.
It's just a lot of
moving around
and like vacancies and all that. Yeah. So yeah, but we're happy because I think we have just about all the staff that we need right now, with the exception of maybe a couple of things. But
no, you're missing a half-time associate that we just.
Half-time librarian. Is
that one?
Librarian? Half-time? Tenure?
Oh, tenure.
Yeah.
We have two half-times there, so that's not open yet,
yeah.
But that's it.
But I mean, the bigger pieces
yeah.
are in place, so it's really
yeah,
nice to have you.
Yeah.
At least for right now.
For now. There's always a lot of you.
Yeah.
The South Branch also, we got a new librarian. She was an hourly librarian with us. Her name is Victoria Barron. And she brings lots of programming, and she's going to help with social media. So we're very excited to have her as well. And then for system-wide, we have a couple more days until our summer reading program is over, so it has been a very busy summer. The last stats that I pulled up just a few days ago, we had over 1,100 registrants for the summer reading program across the board. We did about 4 weeks of lunch at the library in June, and we served approximately 870 lunches and 130 snacks. And then with that, we had a lot of community partners come and present to the families. So we had a lot of activities going on. And then our summer reading programs, we had Wild Wonders at all three of our locations. So we had different animals come in. We had a mad science program.
We had a farm.
Yes, we had a farm.
Yeah.
We had Chula Vista PD came by.
Yeah.
So just a lot of things to expose our families to.
Where do you set up the farm?
Oh, they actually did it in the room. So,
really?
But they didn't do the whole farm.
Yeah.
What they did was they brought produce in to kind of have a... They're a local farm here in Chula Vista. Their name is Ranchito Milky Way. They're a really small farm.
Oh, yeah.
But they actually came and they did a lesson.
Her
boyfriend.
Yeah.
And that was like, they did a little lesson on nutritious food and then kind of had a conversation with the kids about, you know, actually their farm and what they were doing inside Chula Vista.
Yeah.
So it's really neat.
It's a good farm.
Yeah.
They were really good. And then I'm not sure if you brought this up at the last meeting, but we are now serving Chromebooks and hotspots at all three of our locations. So we had a little hiccup before, and so now we finally have them available to the public. So you can check them out. You can take a Chromebook, and then if you need Wi-Fi, we have hotspots available as well.
They met Natalie last time, but talk about Mariah.
Oh, yes.
She's the whole reason why a lot of your movements happen.
Yes, so as far as staffing goes, at the Otay Ranch Branch, we hired a full-time associate. Her name is Mariah, and she actually was the half-time associate
here.
So she got a full-time position. So she is now located at the Otay Ranch Branch. Also very, very passionate about the community, so we're very lucky to have her there. She's excited to work with volunteers, getting them to help out with homework help, and all the additional programs that we have at the Otay Ranch Branch. So slowly but surely we're filling all of our positions, which is nice.
We have a couple of new programs that are likely to, we're still kind of working on them, but they're likely to come to fruition really soon. We're looking at circulating solar batteries.
Mm-hmm.
So our community has an opportunity to kind of test that out and see what that looks like. If you go camping, you can actually bring power with you. and we're working with our sustainability and conservation team to actually circulate those through all three branches. And it will, you can circulate the battery itself, but we're also going to have the solar panels, so you can recharge the battery. So it's kind of neat. We're just, we've always been on a big cutting edge with the sustainability team to kind of circulate some of those energy kits and some of a lot of the tools that we have that we want the community to be able to try out and use. So we're really excited to kind of launch that program, which should be coming up probably by the end of the... we're really looking forward to kind of seeing that come out to fruition and seeing how else we can help that community. And that's those were funded by a grant, so we're really excited to be able to do that. We were just having conversations about how that's going to work, but for our camping community, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
And even if you're going to do an outreach or you're going to maybe hang out at the beach or the park during the day, like that'd be really neat to be able to circulate that.
Yeah.
So we're looking at that. I was trying to think if there's anything else. You'll see us at National Night Out. We're going to be there this year, August 6th.
August 6th, yeah.
Since I even last talked to you, because we had just come from Millennia that day, I think, Millennia actually has gotten majority of the glass panels on our floors. So I think our floor one is done. And I think they're on two when I last saw it. So it's going pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the finishing touches for Casa Casillas, we were talking about paint and doing all the carpeting, so that's all happening. I know anyone driving by, we just had this conversation yesterday, it doesn't look like anything's happening, but the outside's actually the stucco on the outside is the last thing that's gonna change. Partly because it's gonna have some, well, I don't want to ruin that, but there's some artwork that's going to actually go on to that building too. So we're really excited about that, but that's the final. So I know everybody drives by it, like, it doesn't look any different every time you drive by, and I'm like, it's the outside, the last thing that's going to happen. So inside, there's a lot happening.
Is there going to be a little library art
box? Oh, at there? We haven't decided that yet. I think because in fact, I was having conversations with both Taylor and Irwin. For a while, at least the first year, we're going to focus on getting our artists in residence up. And the reason why is because Eucalyptus Park is going to go under construction. And so some of our things that we wanted to do, like if we want to have a large-scale event, there'll be no parking until Eucalyptus opens.
Yeah.
And Eucalyptus is meant to be down for probably a year to get it completed, because they're totally renovating that park. That park will have a direct access to that building. So we're going to focus on just trying to get our artists in residence up and our exhibits up, and then we'll, after that reopens, then we'll likely start doing more things in the building. But we're excited. I know Irwin's looking at, we're likely going to be hiring some hourly staff to help run Casa Casillas by the end of the year. I know I've gotten the question whether we'll have more staff for Millennia, and likely we will, but I just don't, it's not coming up until probably beginning of next year. That first quarter.
And Summerfest is when?
Artfest is on August.
August 10th.
August 10th.
Yeah.
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 Good.
Do you know any of the bands?
We have Shwayze, which is a Shwayze. Hey.
Yeah.
We have a Bruno Mars cover band.
Ooh.
Oh, neat.
And then we have a return from last year, La Perla Negra, which is
Latin
jazz.
Cool.
Yeah. I forgot to mention, speaking of Comic-Con, our grand prize, I don't know if we mentioned it last time, but the grand prize is our Comic-Con badges, so we have two Comic-Con badges that we'll draw next week, because Comic-Con is next week. Oh, I do have also another, like I said, I have business cards for you. It's it's just a generic business card, so if you all want them, you can come over there and pick some up for yourselves. It'll just say Board of Library Trustees.
Oh,
yeah. But just something if you want.
I want my name on there.
You are welcome to write your name on there.
Gotta stay within the budget now.
I feel cheated.
You can drop at any time and like say, I'm not in the commission anymore, we've got all these cards.
Yeah, no kidding.
think that's it from us.
Yeah.
Jody, what, again, I'm unclear, who supplies the lunches for the...
The school district, actually.
That's
so it's
right.
A federally funded program, and their nutritional services from the school district site, the headquarters at school district, actually deliver to us.
And their hot lunches?
Yeah.
Cool.
And then our staff, they get certified for food handlers, and then they're the ones that will distribute the lunches.
870 lunches?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can still see some of the setup that we have here. This is why we have our these chairs
oh, yeah.
in here,
yeah.
because
yeah.
we had all the kids in here, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah.
And so what we do is, as library staff, is build programming around it, because we know we have the kids here.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, let's see what we can engage them on. So it's
yeah.
kind of a
yeah, especially the parents who bring them by, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's only grown in numbers, because
mm-hmm.
I think when we first started, we were probably getting in the, and this was how many years back? I mean, maybe we're lucky if we got 20, 25, and
yeah.
we're full.
Yeah.
Yeah. When does this day start? Or the next week?
Next week.
Oh, this 24
yeah.
is for Chula Vista and Sweetwater.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Summer's over.
Yeah. I know my kids are already upset with me because I'm like, okay, you've been staying up past your bedtime for the last, yeah, it's time to adjust
yeah.
back to 8:30.
Well,
yeah.
For us, when we have meetings with other libraries, they're just talking about starting their summer and we're already done.
Yeah.
So we're like,
yeah.
Yeah.
We're back and it's fall for us already. So.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy. Okay, are we going to do the election? Election today? Election of a new
yeah.
chair? Vice chair for 2024-25.
Yeah, so remember, you can nominate yourselves. Or you can nominate the same people. It's up, yeah, you just you know, make the motion.
We'll nominate James. He's not here.
Yeah.
Dangerous not to be here on election day.
Nominate him for chair?
Why not?
Okay.
I second.
Wait, who made the motion?
Carrie.
Oh, no, I'm not getting in trouble. He's your friend.
And vice chair.
I mean, okay.
Wait, no, in all seriousness,
yeah.
who's making a motion?
Just I mean, by law, Robert's rules, just
yes.
for my own clarification,
yes.
at least from what I am used to, if you are going to nominate someone, they do have to accept.
Yes.
So
yeah.
I don't think
that's
technically
right.
you could,
yeah.
even though I'm okay with it. But
yeah, that would be weird if you, yeah.
Also,
yeah.
he's like, shows up next month.
Yeah.
It's not a hard job. And if he doesn't accept, we just go to the next.
Then, yeah, right.
Mr. Moffitt, the next
James.
Yeah.
I
nominate James.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
There
sure.
you go.
I'll accept.
Wait, who's making the motion and what is the motion?
I move that we nominate James Moffitt for chair.
All right. Awesome.
Seconded by Ellison. All right. So this is for chair. Since it's one action, so there needs to be an actual motion for chair and vice chair.
Oh,
so.
Okay. So it should be just one overall motion?
Yeah.
Okay. Is anyone, we can converse, right? Does anyone want to be vice chair?
I think
should be vice chair
because he's been doing a good job.
Yeah.
I think
Toby
should be.
Want to stick with it?
Yeah.
Don't all volunteer at once. Okay, I'll be vice chair.
All right, so.
So I move that Mr. Moffitt for chair and Mr. Larson for vice chair.
I second.
All right. Okay.
All right. So I'll take the vote. Trustee Ellison?
Aye.
Vice Chair Halloran?
Aye.
Chair Larson?
Aye.
And Trustee Moffitt.
All right, aye.
Motion passes. All right, so
thank
I'll
you.
Let the clerks know. Yeah.
All right.
Very nice. Okay.
All right. What do we have? So,
yeah.
So that will take effect, I'm assuming,
next meeting, yeah, because he's still chair until...
So I got to chair the rest of this one.
I want you to accept the chairmanship. You have to get rid of your head.
Yeah. My bald head is a little... I haven't shaved it in a while, so it's a little patchy, so yeah.
Chicago Bears, yeah. It's a good thing we don't have a football team.
Yeah,
there you go. Oh, God.
Too funny.
Okay, any other business today?
No staff comments, nothing? No.
Any staff comments?
Oh, side note though, you should be getting an invite to boards and commissions reception.
Oh.
I believe it's August 7th.
Okay.
And I say that because I'm on the planning committee, which is
tomorrow.
August 7th, and it's here at the library. It's going to be on the deck.
Over there,
yes.
Yeah.
And I believe it starts at 6. I can't remember.
I don't. So basically, it's all boards and commission. You get to all meet each other.
Yeah.
You'll get the official invite from City Clerk.
Sure.
I just wanted to give you guys a heads up.
Yeah. That's a busy week.
Mm-hmm. That's what Allison said, too.
Yeah.
I hope the mayor brings better snacks.
I'll find out tomorrow.
I guess, I know we're kind of all over 7, 8, 9 staff, chair, trustees, comments. I did have a comment.
Yeah.
More question, concern of mine that I had. I recently, part of another club that I chair, vice chair, excuse me, we rented out a meeting room here.
Mm-hmm.
And the internet, it was very,
patchy.
To the point of it was pretty much non-existent. And I went and spoke with just some librarians that were working, and I was like, hey, is there different passwords or something else I should do or anything? And they were like, to be honest, it's been something that's been kind of going on for a while, and unless you're like physically right here in this like main area, any other rooms, like, it doesn't work well. So me thinking, right, like, so I went and I'm like, well, I got to chair this meeting, I got to pull up my Excel sheets, I got, so I'm trying to use my hotspot. And even that was really difficult. I think it's just the location of the room, kind of. So has that been an issue in the past, or is there any way to improve on that with extenders or, anything?
A part of the next phase for IT is we're actually going to re-network the entire building. Because part of where we even have routers is just the simple fact that the way that the building's networked is not correct.
Sure.
In fact, I think when IT toured the facility, they were just like, why is your server rooms like this? But I think we're going to be overhauling the entire thing.
Cool.
So yeah.
How is your staff work? Do you guys have a different internet?
We are landlined in.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're required to be.
I have never been able to use.
No,
yeah.
I go on my own data plan.
Yeah.
For my phone, I can't. It's hard. I can't do the public one. It doesn't work for me.
So we're definitely going to be changing all
that's
of
good.
That.
That's
yeah.
Good.
Because we've noticed that too, and the lag I think is even worse more recently than
yeah.
we've seen. I know. What room are you in,
Was
it the story hour?
Story hour.
That one I'm pretty sure doesn't
yeah.
even have the router
yeah.
because we didn't
no.
really have internet there.
I think that room is right above my office, so it's the same issue.
So you were probably on Irwin's.
Do you want my password?
I can back and forth, yeah.
It's Irwin's.
I think it's unlimited,
phone.
So.
Yeah, but
yeah,
that's pretty much like it is a dead zone,
yeah.
though, because we didn't have it. That really isn't a meeting room. We turned it into a meeting room.
Ah,
so,
okay.
These two are the ones that are really geared towards internet access.
Sure.
This room, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but
the
overall, yeah.
The
it's
entire
some,
building's getting overhauled.
Yeah.
But we definitely want it. We need it. I mean, it's something that it's an expectation from the public
oh,
to have,
yeah.
to have that
yes.
type
right.
of accessibility. When it's not there, it's, we need to correct it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I assumed it was on your radar,
yeah.
especially with
no,
all the animations and
oh,
everything
sure.
that
yeah,
you've
yeah.
done. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
that's good to know.
Any other comments? I have no comments.
All right.
Yeah.
What time are we adjourning?
It's now 4:26.
All right.